lineage of where they came from and all that. It's in their family. We have quite a few kin people in this town. It may be 200 or more with the grandchildren and great grandchildren.
Yeah, with 11.
That's right. And well, not only that 11, but that's with my mother's brothers and my daddy's brothers and sisters. And
they still live?
My dad got killed 15 years ago in an automobile accident. He at age 65. My mother lived until she was 73. She's been dead 7 years. And I have one sister died 2 years ago out of the 11 children. Other than that, everybody's in pretty good health, but the boys, we seem to take the heart condition from my mother's side. All of her brothers had it. Her daddy died with it. Her brothers died with it. And I have three brothers now that has it. I've had open heart surgery and have a younger brother has open heart surgery. He's just now recuperating, and I'm pretty well recuperated. We've studied a lot about the heart since I've had it, and I know how to take care of myself now and making it all right. In fact, they have a tour tonight on the heart surgery, and I want to look at it about 8 o'clock. Maybe you can look at it with us.
Yes. Is there a certain food you can't eat because of that? Or?
Well, we're not to eat any high-fat food, fatty food. Now, there's been quite a bit of heart condition in this area in Bogalusa. I've studied it. I wanted to be a doctor, but I wasn't able to go to college and make a doctor. But I've studied quite a bit about medicine and doctors since I've been sick, doing a lot of reading, and I've learned a lot about the heart. We had a good doctor here. Some call him a heart specialist. Some say he's not. He was just a doctor of internal medicine, but he's one of the best. He saved many a life here, Dr. Tutt here. He's now over this heart training for young doctors, and he was my doctor for several years. But my health, I reckon, went bad because of the way I lived. I suppose doing too much work and not enough rest.
Yeah.
Now, I read another article about the heart concerning the water you drink. You know, there's all kinds of theories about your heart. Nobody knows exactly. But most of the thing about a person's heart is not anxiety brings on a heart attack quicker than anything else. Now, this little scare we've got here in Bogalusa, it doesn't bother me because I think Bogalusa's going to be one of the great cities of Louisiana one of these days. Back when the Great Southern Lumber Company cut out, everybody thought it was going to be a ghost town. The paper mill, Crown Zellerbach took over, not Crown Zellerbach, but Gaylord Container Corporation, a group of people from St. Louis, Missouri, took it over. Uh-huh. Bought it from the old Great Southern Lumber Company. We can go back to the beginning. I know you're going to have a time getting this story.
Sure,
but the beginning of Bogalusa, some people from New York, the Goodyears, they came in and founded Bogalusa. And they were in the sawmill. The general manager of the greatest mill in the world at that time was our first mayor, Colonel Bill Sullivan, who was a good mayor. Then, after it, they dissolved, a lot of the stock was merged with Crown Zellerbach in the building of the paper mill. So it built up, and it had several other little manufacturing concerns in Bogalusa at that time. We had the Whitewood products. They made broom handles. And a lot of other things took place. Politics took place in town that